AI-narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro market research. Full article. Prologis ends 2.3% below its high on 22.3 million shares, but activity pressure turns negative. The industrial REIT's 6.3% weekly advance came with above-average participation and an active trend signal, while market dynamics stopped short of confirming the move. Research brief. Prologis closed at $149.8 after a 6.3% week, ranking strongly within U.S. real estate, and finishing just 2.3% below its 52-week high. The trend signal remains active after 45 active weeks, and volume improved to 1.3 times the 13-week average. But activity pressure slipped to negative 0.05, leaving the setup balanced rather than cleanly bullish. Key points. 1. PLD gained 6.3% for the week, ahead of the U.S. real estate average of 3.0% and the U.S. industrial REIT average of 4.0%. 2. The stock closed at $149.8, 9.6% above its $136.7 weekly trend line, and 30.1% above ShareMaestro fair value of $115.2. Volume rose to 22.3 million shares, or 1.3 times both the 13-week and 52-week averages, giving the rebound moderate participation. The trend signal is active with 86.5% trend breadth across the past 52 weeks, but market dynamics is negative at negative 0.05, and there is no fresh buy signal. Relative strength is positive at 8.01, with PLD ranking 14th of 248 names across U.S. real estate for the latest week. Price action returns to the top of the range. Prologis finished the week ended 17 July at $149.8, up 6.3%, putting the logistics REIT back near the top of its one-year range. The close sits at the 93.3% range position, only 2.3% below the 52-week high of $153.3, and well above the 52-week low of $100.02. The weekly trend line stands at $136.7, leaving price 9.6% above the regime level. That keeps the weekly structure constructive, but the valuation gap is no longer modest. PLD trades 30.1% above ShareMaestro fair value of 115.2. So further progress may need firmer confirmation from demand and sector follow-through. Industrial REIT context is supportive, though PLD is not the fastest mover. The real estate sector had a strong week, averaging a 3.0% gain, with 66.0% of names in active weekly trends. 77.0% showing positive market dynamics, and 55.0% showing positive relative strength. PLD's 6.3% return placed it in the stronger part of that sector group, ranking 14th among 248 U.S. real estate names by weekly performance. Within U.S. industrial REITs, the backdrop is even broader. 94.1% of the 17-name group has active trend signals, and 94.1% shows positive activity pressure, while 82.4% has positive relative strength. PLD beat the industry's 4.0% weekly average, but its 6.6% 4-week and 6.2% 12-week returns trail the industry averages of 8.6% and 11.5%. Terreno Realty, Rexford Industrial, and First Industrial were among the more forceful weekly or 4-week comparables. Signal state is constructive, not fully confirmed. ShareMaestro's read is balanced. The trend signal remains active, with 45 active weeks in the 52-week window, and trend breadth at 86.5%. Relative strength is also supportive at 8.01, and the 4-week change in that reading is strongly positive, suggesting PLD has regained market rank after a choppier stretch in June. The weaker evidence is in market dynamics. Activity pressure is slightly negative at negative 0.05, down sharply over 4 weeks, and the signal set shows no fresh buy. That matters because the stock is pressing near its high while already standing above both trend and fair value. In this position, a rally can continue, but the burden of proof rises. Volume improves, but risk-reward is more demanding near the high. Participation was better than ordinary. 22.3 million shares changed hands, compared with a 13-week average of 17.5 million and a 52-week average of 17.0 million. The 1.3x volume ratio supports the latest move, though it falls short of the stronger confirmation threshold that would suggest broader sponsorship behind a breakout attempt. Risk is not elevated by recent volatility, with 13-week weekly return volatility at 2.8% versus a 52-week base of 3.1%. The up-down split is favorable at 33 positive weeks against 19 negative weeks over the past year, and average gains of 2.5% have slightly exceeded average losses of negative 2.3%. The watch points are clear: whether PLD can test or clear $153.3, whether activity pressure turns positive again, and whether volume moves above 1.5x on the next decisive weekly move. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.